USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has begun a state visit to Japan. He's there to work out a trade imbalance between the two countries. He jokingly tells business leaders at a reception in Tokyo, maybe that's why you like me so much.
The relationship with Japan and the United States, I can say for a fact, has never been stronger. It's never been more powerful, never been closer.
He also says there's never been a better time to invest in the United States. More tornadoes are threatening the nation's midsection. WBBM meteorologist Ted Curran.
As we go into places like Kansas and Oklahoma and into Texas, and it's in this area that we have the biggest concern for tornado activity as we go through the day for today. We're also concerned about flooding as these rains have been coming through the same areas over and over again.
This is USA Radio News.
Summer is just about here, and you know you're trying to get in shape. There's nothing more key to getting in shape and recovering from your workouts than getting deep restorative sleep. And the best way to get it is with MyPillow. Now, the offer we have right now is one of the best you've ever seen. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for just $69.98, $34.99 per pillow, the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV, and better than you'll find in almost any store. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special to get two MyPillow premium pillows for $34.95 per pillow, the lowest price ever offered. Go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 to get this great offer, a great night's sleep just in time for summer with MyPillow.
President Trump is mulling pardons. He's saying that he's going to hold off on making decisions about pardons for American troops that were accused by the military of war crimes.
It's a little bit controversial. It's very possible that I'll let the trials go on and I'll make my decision after the trial.
The most prominent of those, Navy SEAL Edward Gallagher. He's set to stand trial for shooting unarmed civilians and killing an enemy prisoner in Iraq. Presidential candidate Pete Buttigieg served in Afghanistan as a naval reservist.
It's disgusting. An affront to the basic idea of good order and discipline and the very thing that we believe we're putting our lives on the line to defend.
President Trump has signed legislation that permanently reauthorizes a program that helps buy bulletproof vests for police officers. Vermont Senator Patrick Leahy came up with the program after four officers were killed in 1997. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The Pentagon is sending more American forces to the Middle East. John Clemens reports.
The actual deployment that will be used mostly in a protective capacity will be about 900 additional troops, while 600 others already in the region will have their current deployment extended. Vice Admiral Michael Gilday spoke at the Pentagon.
We continue to see the planning that's occurring not only with the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps forces, but also, as I mentioned, quite troubling with Iranian proxies in Yemen and in Iraq.
I'm John Clemens.
A man was arrested in Portland, Oregon for murder, but no bodies have been found yet. USA Radio's Rick Vincent has more.
A missing 25-year-old mother and her 3-year-old son have not been seen for weeks in Oregon, but Salem police have charged 52-year-old Michael Wolf as a suspect in that case. Police Lieutenant Trevor Nupke says police still hope the mother and son will be found alive.
Although we have charged Mr. Wolf with aggravated murder, that does not mean that William and Krissa are dead. I believe we have probable cause to charge for aggravated murder.
Wolf was arrested at a donut shop Friday afternoon in Portland. Wolf is the biological father of the missing 3-year-old and had been ordered recently to pay more than $900 a month in child support.
Tickets with you on your computer or mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com.